بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یا ہمارے حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت مجدد زمان حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دام اللہ حافظم کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے. اس کا ٹائٹل ہے اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھی. اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھی. ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں. ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں. اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے. ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں. اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے. ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں. حشر سے پہلے نہیں کرتے ہیں وعدہ جیت کا. حشر سے پہلے نہیں کرتے ہیں وعدہ جیت کا. رب ارنی پر جلال لنگتارانی دیکھیے. اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے. اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے. ہے زبان خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں. لب خاموشان محبت کی نگاہیں پاک سے. لب خاموشان محبت کی نگاہیں پاک سے. ایک نظر میں مردہ دل کی ایک نظر میں مردہ دل کی زندگانی دیکھیے. ایک نظر میں مردہ دل کی زندگانی دیکھیے. اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے. ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں. عاشقان زرد رو کی چشم نم میں صبح دم. عاشقان زرد رو کی چشم نم میں صبح دم. ان کے جلوہ کا یہ رنگ ارغوانی دیکھیے. ان کے جلووں کا یہ رنگ ارغوانی دیکھیے. اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے. ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں. جلوہ گاہ حق دلے عارف کی آہ گرم میں. جلوہ گاہ حق دلے عارف کی آہ گرم میں. بارگاہ کبریا کی بارگاہ کبریا کی ترجمانی دیکھیے. اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے. اللہ اللہ عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے. ہے زباں خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں. یوں تو عاشق بے زباں معلوم ہوتا ہے مگر.
یوں تو عاشق بے زباں معلوم ہوتا ہے مگر عشق کی تفسیر میں، ہاں عشق کی تفسیر میں جادو بیانی دیکھیے، عشق کی تفسیر میں جادو بیانی دیکھیے، اللہ اللہ عشق کی بے زبانی دیکھیے، ہے زبان خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں، عاشقوں کا منبر دل پر بیان درد دل، عاشقوں کا منبر دل پر بیان درد دل، واز میں آمیزشے واز میں آمیزشے درد نہانی دیکھیے، واز میں آمیزشے درد نہانی دیکھیے، اللہ اللہ عشق کی بے زبانی دیکھیے، ہے زبان خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں، داستان زخم دل اختر چھپاتا تھا مگر، داستان درد دل اختر چھپاتا تھا مگر، روز محشر داغ دل کی روز محشر داغ دل کی گل پشانی دیکھیے، روز محشر داغ دل کی گل پشانی دیکھیے، اللہ اللہ عشق کی بے زبانی دیکھیے، ہے زبان خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں، اللہ اللہ عشق کی بے زبانی دیکھیے، ہے زبان خاموش اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں،
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، الله الله عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے، الله الله that is in surprise, look at with great surprise and astonishment, look at the silence of love when a person, when his heart is now connected and he's thinking in his heart this deep love, then he does not speak anything but his tongue. The tongue is zuba be niga, niga be zuba. In the beauty parlor of seeing Allah Ta'ala, a person becomes dumbfounded. And now he's just quiet and in his heart he's feeling that great love of Allah Ta'ala. He zuba khamosh. اور آنکھوں سے ہے دریا رواں، the tongue is quiet but rivers of tears are flowing from the eyes, all that, so that deep love that he has. Allah Allah عشق کی یہ بے زبانی دیکھیے، look at this great love of Allah Ta'ala, that a person though is saying nothing with his tongue but the feeling you can make out. In Chowpatty of Bombay, the beach, the famous beach of Bombay, in those days, maybe still till today, they should sell chero, which was those days 1 rupee for a packet, like that cone packet, and nice and strong also. So if somebody is eating that, then the tears start coming out, water from the nose, and it feels like water from the ears are also coming out. And when he finishes it, and somebody was looking at him, that looks like somebody has forced him to eat this. How he's suffering. But after that, he goes and buy another packet. You ask him, what's wrong? You're suffering so much. He says, what enjoyment I'm getting, what you know. You're just seeing my outside. It looks like I'm suffering. But what enjoyment I'm getting. Like that in the love of Allah Ta'ala, those people who have found that love, they may be tearing, crying. It may be looking like they are suffering. But ask them what enjoyment, they won't be prepared to give that up for anything. حشر سے پہلے نہیں کرتے ہیں وعدہ دید کا. Allah Ta'ala hasn't made a promise to show himself before the day of Qiyamah. رب ارنی پر جلال لن ترانی دیکھئے. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, رب ارنی, show me, I want to see you. Allah Ta'ala reprimanded him, لن ترانی, you cannot see me in this world, your eyes haven't got that capacity to see me in this world. Anyway, person in here, what is hidden is that a person is loving Allah, but he cannot see Allah. He's feeling the sweetness of Allah, the beauty of Allah, the joy of Allah. What will be the condition when he'll see Allah Ta'ala? Therefore, the Jannat, once a person will see Allah, then he will even forget Jannat. Not that he will think Jannat to be lower than the great ni'mat of the Didar to see Allah Ta'ala, but he'll completely forget all the great ni'mat of Jannat, which generally in our eyes are so great. The beautiful palaces, the woman, the food, all the enjoyment of Jannat. But in view of seeing Allah Ta'ala, all this also will be like hedge. He won't even think about it. So what will be the beauty of Allah Ta'ala? And especially that person who is namazus wa namaz, when he says, I'm facing towards the Kaaba, and when he reaches the Kaaba, and now he is in front, what enjoyment he. Whole life he was saying, I'm making namaz, facing the Kaaba. Now Allah brought him in front of the Kaaba. So a person who a whole life was saying, I'm making namaz for Allah, now he sees Allah Ta'ala. What will be that enjoyment of that person? لب خاموشان محبت کی نگاہ پاک سے. That the tongue are quiet in this pure love of Allah. The eyes are pure. So here is an indication. A person gets this love of Allah when he keeps his eyes pure. With dirty eyes, looking at filth and dirt, a person won't get this love of Allah Ta'ala. This love comes when he purifies his eyes. Ek nazar mein murda dil ki zindagani dekhiye. And with these park eyes, they are such that with one look, they make people who are dirty, they purify them also immediately. Those are the buzurgani deen, who is in their heart is only Allah. In their eyes is only Allah. They don't look anywhere. Allah puts that effect, which comes in the Hadith Sharif. There is nothing by which a person gains the closeness to Allah Ta'ala than the things which Allah has made faraz on a person. In other words, by fulfilling the faraiz, that is the most a person gets closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And of all the faraiz after iman is namaz. And then a person becomes more closer to Allah by nawafil, until he becomes the eyes by which Allah sees, the tongue by which Allah speaks, etc. Which means now that Allah protects his eyes. He doesn't look at wrong. He doesn't have to protect himself. Allah protects him. Now his tongue is protected. Now he doesn't have to worry of protecting. Allah protects his tongue. And the other meaning, Allah puts great barakat in all of these things. What he looks at, barakat. What he talks, there is barakat in his speech. What he touches, there is barakat. Where he walks, there is barakat. In everything, Allah Ta'ala puts barakat. This is now when a person finds Allah Ta'ala. The one is, yeah, we shall, Hazrat has explained here, by keeping the eyes pure. And by nawafil also, a person acquires the stages. Aashiqan zard roo ki chashmi nam me subah dam. These lovers of Allah, which was a great quality of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When you would see them in the morning, their hair disheveled, their faces like yellow, no blood, tearing, crying in front of Allah, the fear of Allah, the night they spend, the fear of the Qabr, the fear of the day of Qiyamah, which immediately after that, people said, we no more see those people. And those looks of those people, today our faces are full with all the ghee that we are eating and all the food that we are eating. But their faces were like dried up. So this is the true lovers of Allah. Chashm-e-nam and tears flowing from their eyes in the morning, this used to be their condition. Unki jalwo ka ye range arghawani dekhiye. And what effect this had, when they had this, what great changes it brought in the people. Jalwa gaye haq dile arif ke aahe karam mein. Jalwa gaye haq, when Allah has manifested himself, dile arif ki, in the heart of the person who has recognized Allah Ta'ala, and now that aahe karam mein, when that ah comes out from that heart of that person who has recognized Allah and by which Allah has come in his heart, bargai kibriyai ki tarjumani dekhiye. See what is the translation, so what is the response of Allah Ta'ala's greatness when Allah has come into his heart, that one ah that he makes, what a great effect it has. You to aashik be zuma maalum hota hai magar. Generally, this great lover of Allah looks like he hasn't got a tongue to talk. He is just absorbed in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Ishq ki tafsir mein jadu bayani dekhiye. But when he sits and starts making bayan, then it looks like it is the effect of jadu on a person. How the people are so greatly affected. When like that, normally he is quiet. He is absorbed in the love of Allah Ta'ala. But when the time comes and he speaks on the mimbar, then you see that great love of Allah that emerges from his tongue. Aashiko ka mimbar, mimbar-e dil par bayan-e dard-e dil. Aashiko ka mimbar-e dil par. The aashiks on their mimbar of their heart. That is, what is in their heart they are speaking, bayan e dard e dil, and what they are talking of this great love of Allah Ta'ala. And from which mimbar? The mimbar of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Waaz mein amezi she dard e nihani dekhiye. In the bayan, look at the addition of this great love of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, you are drinking tea, there is no sugar in it. And you a person, you must have your sugar. Without that sugar, that tea, you don't like it. Now how, with great difficulty you are having it, you are drinking it, but just make the amazish of sugar with it. Now you have added sugar, now see the enjoyment. You see the expression on that person's face, movements of his hand, you can see now how he's enjoying that tea. So the love of Allah, when death will come, then see the condition of a person in all his ibadat, everything. Dastan-e-zakhm-e-dil, akhtar, chupata tha magar. And this whole story of this great love of Allah, Hazrat says, I was hiding it away. But this love cannot be hidden forever. For some time you can hide this love, but then it has to show itself. Roz-e-mahshar, daag-e-dil ki gul, fishani dekhiye. And the concern of the day of Qiyamah, that spot it has put on the heart, and now that you can't keep quiet, you are worried, and you warn other people also, about the love of Allah also, and you warn them against the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Some people feel that you mustn't speak of anything of adab, of punishment, etc. So that is like in a country where they have hurricanes, and they're expecting a hurricane after 2 days. So you tell the authorities, don't make the announcement of hurricane. Leave the people, why putting them into parishani? That is the height of stupidity and the height of not that they love people, that they hate the people. If they love them, they will warn them. So that way the people have to be warned of the adab of the qabr, of the day of Qiyamah, of Jahannam also, and just keeping them happy with what they are doing, and then when they have to face up with that, then that wasn't love at all. So this is that Rose Mehshar, Dar-e Dil Ki Gul Fishani Dekhiye. When a person has that, then he has mercy on the people and warns them to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. It's not that he doesn't, just wants to take away all the enjoyment and pleasure, but he's worried of saving them from a terrible thing that is coming in front. And that is the true love that a person has. If the child is going to catch a red hot coal, you are having a bright and charcoal red hot, and children like this bright red colors, and your child wants to go and catch it, and the mother, how she will pull her, the child's hand away, push the child away, and even the child can fall at that time, but saving it from catching that red coal. So this is great love. So the fire of Jahannam, which these great buzurgs can see, that what our actions that we are going, and in that they are trying to save us, it's not that they are against us and they want to stop us from our enjoyment. They are stopping us from a terrible torture and torment and fire in front. MashaAllah.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ہمارے حضرت والا عارف باللہ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اقتدار صاحب علام اللہ فیضہم کا کلام ہے اور مضمون ہے یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینائے عالم ہے اور یہ اشعار موضوع ہوئے ہیں نو رمضان مبارک 1414 ہجری حرم مدینہ طیبہ میں. یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینائے عالم ہے, یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینائے عالم ہے. ہر ایک جا میں محبت, ہر ایک جا میں محبت اشرف صحبہ عالم ہے. بہت گلشن ہے دنیا میں, کیا کہا, بہت گلشن ہے دنیا میں مگر سب ہے چوپانی ہے. بہت گلشن ہے دنیا میں مگر سب ہے چوپانی ہے. یہ گلشن درد دل کا, یہ گلشن درد دل کا افضل گل ہائے عالم ہے. یہ گلشن درد دل کا افضل گل عالم ہے. بہت تحفے ملے بہت تحفے ملے دنیا میں, لیکن کیا کہوں اے دل. بہت تحفے ملے بہت تحفے ملے دنیا میں, لیکن کیا کہوں اے دل. یہ تحفہ درد دل کا یہ تحفہ درد دل کا حاصل نا مائے عالم ہے. یہ تحفہ درد دل کا حاصل نا مائے عالم ہے. جسے دیکھو اسی کے جسے دیکھو اسی کے سر میں ہے سودا کسی شے کا. جسے دیکھو جسے دیکھو اسی کے سر میں ہے سودا کسی شے کا. مگر سودا جانا مگر سودا جانا اکبر سودا عالم ہے. مگر سودا جانا مگر سودا جانا اکبر سودا عالم ہے. بس اک ہنگامہ درد بس اک ہنگامہ درد عشق حق کا گرم رہتا ہے. اللہ والوں کی یہ حالت بیان کیا جاتا ہے, اللہ والوں کی کیفیت کیا ہوتی ہے. بس اک ہنگامہ درد عشق حق کا گرم رہتا ہے. سوا اس کے ہما سوا اس کے ہما فانی ہر ایک وہ غائب عالم ہے. سوا اس کے ہما فانی ہر ایک وہ غائب عالم ہے. توجہ چاہوں گا. خوشی پہ ان کی مرنا خوشی پہ ان کی مرنا اور جینا ہی محبت ہے. محبت کا معنی بتا دیا. خوشی پر ان کی مرنا خوشی پر ان کی مرنا اور جینا ہی محبت ہے. آسان نہیں ہے. نہ کچھ پرواہ بدنامی نہ کچھ پرواہ بدنامی نہ کچھ پرواہ عالم ہے. نہ کچھ پرواہ بدنامی نہ کچھ پرواہ عالم ہے. ہے روح بندگی کیا ہے ہے روح بندگی بس ان کی مرضی پر فدا ہونا. ہے روح کری بس ان کی مرضی پر فدا ہونا یہی مقصود ہستی ہے یہی مقصود ہستی ہے یہی منشاء عالم ہے یہی مقصود ہستی ہے یہی منشاء عالم ہے آخری شعر ملاحظہ ہو ہماری خاک اسلم ہے مہرش کے فلک اختر ہماری خاک اسلم ہے مہرش کے فلک اختر وہی لمحہ جو میرا وہی لمحہ جو میرا ذاکر مولا عالم ہے وہی لمحہ جو میرا ذاکر مولا عالم ہے یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینائے عالم ہے ہر ایک جام محبت ہر ایک جام محبت اشرف صحابہ عالم ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یہ مستی درد دل کے اشرف مینا عالم ہے دس انجوائمنٹ آف دا ہارٹ دس گریٹ انجوائمنٹ وین اے پرسن فائنڈز اللہ تعالی دیر کین بی مور گریٹر انجوائمنٹ وٹ ایور دے از ان دا ورلڈ وٹ ایور بیوٹی اللہ از دا کریئٹر And all the beauty put together is not a millionth of a billionth of a trillionth of the beauty of Allah. All the sweetness of the world is not a millionth of a billionth of a trillionth of the sweetness of Allah. So when a person finds Allah, what musti, what enjoyment he finds in his heart. Ashrafe meenai alam hai. Of all the drinks in the world, this is the best drink to find. To gain the marifat of Allah and to get a connection with Allah. There is nothing more greater than that. That is the most sweetest, the most enjoyable. یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینا عالم ہے. There is the greatest enjoyment a person can get when he finds Allah Ta'ala. In fact, just one drop of Allah's marifat is more better than not only all this dunya's enjoyments, then Jannat's enjoyment also. And a person who gets a whole glass full of this drink of the love of Allah and the closeness of Allah, what can you say about that person? What is his enjoyment? What is his life? Har ek jaam-e muhabbat ashraf-e sahba-e alam hai. Every glass of this love of Allah Ta'ala is the best drink that a person can get. And when a person stays with Ahlullah, and he finds this love of Allah and staying in their company continuously he drinks of this drink of this love of Allah Ta'ala what enjoyment there is for that person like the khanqa has been always it is like a bar a tavern and the barman is the sheikh who is giving out the drinks like in a bar in a tavern the person who is there He's giving drinks to the people, pouring it in the bottle and in the glasses and giving them to drink. But that makes you drunk. That makes you lose your senses. That makes you urinate so much. That causes all. You lose your senses. You don't know who is your mother, who is your wife, who is your sister. But this love of Allah, that is what is given out here. And this is the pure drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Bahut gulshan hai dunya mein, magar sab hej aur fani hai. There are very many beautiful, beautiful gardens in the world. People have competitions. Whose garden is the best on the street? Whose garden is the best in the town? In the world, which is the best garden? But ye sab hej aur fani hai. As many other poems, Hazrat says, say to the nightingale, the bird that sings in this beautiful gardens, you are now so overtaken by this beautiful garden, but remember, in a little while, the season of autumn is going to come. And then finally, winter is going to come. Death will also come. Everything, how this garden will be. So these gardens are extremely temporary. Also, on the other hand, for these gardens, how much mustn't a person want? If a person wants a real beautiful garden, and he wants it to be always like that, how much doesn't he have to work for it? Whereas the garden of Akhirat, you don't have to work so hard. For dunya, a person works very hard, and the dunya gives him practically nothing. And really, for deen, a person has to do like hardly anything, and it gives him so much. Like for example, if you see a certain tree, flower, rose, and you love that this must grow in my garden, it must be in my garden also. What a long effort for it. Firstly, you'll have to find out whether that plant will grow in our climate. All plants don't grow in all different climates. If it's from out of the country, you'll have a big hassle with the authorities to get a permit to import that plant. They are very, very particular, very careful of giving permission, as many airports also, just food stuff also. And just small little things also. They don't allow it to go through. So to bring a plant in, a whole tree or something, how lot of difficulty. If you get that permission, then you'll have to get that plant, either from a nursery, a friend, it's growing on the beach, it's growing in the jungle, on the mountains. Then another very big thing, to transport it now. You have taken it out from where it is used to, and now you are transporting it, and in the transport many of the plants die. You'll have to be so careful in the transportation. Then you'll plant it. After planting it, you have to look after it, especially where there are severe weather conditions, summer, winter, it will die in that. You have to look after it so much. And then if it does grow, and then perhaps in this whole process you might have died, or that the plant have died. If it does live, then it will give its fruit, its flowers once a year. So much of effort. Whereas it comes in the hadith, one subhanallah gharsun fil jannah. You just said subhanallah and your tree is planted in Jannah. What effort. But deen, ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is so easy. But we don't really, to find Allah, really, compared to the effort we make for dunya, to find Allah is so easy, but we don't want to make that little effort, and we don't want to make that, give that little time to find Allah Ta'ala. For dunya, how much don't we sacrifice? For that garden, if we really go and see, a garden is expensive. If you want to have a real beautiful garden, make it, maintain it, it's very expensive. And then also, how much does a person sit in that garden? How much does he enjoy a new garden? Then he's got his whatever to sit there, swing, and he enjoys it. But hardly a few days, and now no more that. Now you just work for the garden, and you don't enjoy it anymore. And for Akhirat, where you'll enjoy it, you'll really enjoy it, and forever and ever. And there the fruit of those trees, you don't have to go and pick them, they'll come to you. The beautiful flowers of that, and for that, just one subhanallah. When on the occasion of Mi'raj, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he conveyed salams to the ummah also. We should say alayhim salatu wasalam. And who brought the salam? Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time till today, If you have to think who brought this salam to us, great, great muhaddithin, great, great ulama, great, great awliya are narrating this hadith and it's being transmitted. So we should realize the value of being an ummati also. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam further said, inform your ummat that Jannat ek chatiyal maidan hai. It's a barren land. With iman we'll get the plot of Jannat. And with amal we will get the mansions and the beautiful trees and the rivers that will come with amal. One subhanallah is a tree in Jannat. One la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a tree in Jannat. You donate the amount of one brick for a masjid, Allah builds a palace in return for you. So many amal you do that amal, Allah builds palaces for you in Jannat. So these things are what really, so Jannat and Deen is easy without any effort really, but we are not prepared to. Just that disinclination, and really what the work of the tasawwuf and the shaykh is, just to awaken that it is in the heart. Just to awaken it, a person will move himself. The shaykh is not going to push him all the time. He's going to move himself all the time. But just to awaken that, and then he'll get so awakened that he won't move himself, he'll take other people. And he'll wake up other people that you also move in this. So deen is easy. Deen is like cheap in that sense. But without, to say subhanallah, what will it cost us? It's not expensive. And the returns are everlasting. Well, we'll also be everlasting. But this blindness of ours, that just for dunya, we are prepared day and night to sacrifice. And we'll put so much investment into dunya, and where the return is guaranteed. Yeah, you might get a return, you might lose your capital also. You start a new venture, you are afraid that I might lose all my capital also in here. So that is dunya. But yet we'll give so much time for dunya, and we haven't got time for deen. Ye gulshan hai dard dil, bahut gulshan hai dunya mein, magar sab hej aur fani hai. They are just going to get finished in any case. Ye gulshan dard dil ka afzal gulha ye alam hai. Gulha plural, and many is the garden of the pain of the love of Allah, which means the love of Allah. This garden, which is the love of Allah Ta'ala, is better than millions and billions of the gardens of this dunya. And a person who makes the garden of his heart, what enjoyment he gets in there. Sitting in this garden all the time, enjoying. Now it is the zaat of Allah, the qualities of Allah. And you think of Allah Ta'ala, to zahir hai, aur laakh parne mein hai, to baatin hai, or sakht izhar tera, to awwal, to akhir, to zahir, to batin, tu hi hai, tu hi, ya ke aathar tera. Now it is Rasul-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading Durood Sharif, thinking of the akhlaq, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. And your heart is melting in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you're thinking of Quran-e-Pak, Allahu Akbar. What a kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us. Now you're reading verses of the Quran Sharif and those meanings. لَهَا مَعَانٍ كَمَوْجِ الْبَحْرِ فِي مَدَدٍ. Allama Abu Sayri says, لَهَا مَعَانٍ. Quran has got meanings like the waves of the sea, like they'll never end the waves of the sea. The waves of the ayats of the Quran, the meanings. فِي مَدَدٍ. Every wave is pushing and helping the next wave, pushing it. Every ayat, it gives the ayat itself, it has got value, like a necklace that is made of pearls. Every pearl has got value. But when it is in a necklace, and together, how great is that beauty and that value. Like that, every ayat of the Quran has got such great beauty, such great sweetness and enjoyment, that when you read it, and they flow one after the other, and the meaning is going through, what great enjoyment. So this all, a person who is sitting with this garden in his heart, what hasn't Allah blessed him with? Better than all the, ye gulshan dard dil ka afzal gulha ye alam hai. Bahut tohfe mile duniya mein, lekin kya kaho ae dil, I received many presents in this world. I've seen beautiful things in this world. I've tasted wonderful dishes of this world. What and what of this world? But ye tohfa dard dil ka hasil e nu'may alam. That when you get this gift of this love of Allah Ta'ala in the heart, it is the essence of all, not only of dunya, of Jannah's ni'mats also. What is Jannah's ni'mats also? What are dunya's ni'mats also? In front of, when if we have found the love of, and not the love of Allah, one drop of the love of Allah. One drop of Allah's ma'rifat, when you have got this whole, all dunya's gardens, all dunya's ice creams and dunya's all whatever enjoyments they can be, whatever beauty they can be, if you get one bit of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Jisse dekho, usi ke sar mein hai, soda kisi shay ka. Wherever you see, there is some sawdust in his head. Somebody sawdust of making money, somebody sawdust of committing guna, somebody sawdust of soccer, cricket, commentary, all somebody has got some sawdust in his head. Magar sawdai janai akbar sawdai alam hai. But that person who has got the brains of finding Allah, that is the greatest thing we can have. That person hasn't got sawdust in his head, he's got brains. That person who wants to connect and find Allah Ta'ala and gets Allah Ta'ala. Bas ek hangama darde ishq haq ka garam rehta hai. One hangama. Hangama is like a riot. There is always like a riot of this love of Allah Ta'ala which is hot. How when a riot is on its height, how it is like it, that that person in his heart, he feels always that person is fresh, he's happy, he's enjoying all the time. Who is finding in his heart this greatness of Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'anin. Each split second, Allah is in a different splendor. And once you have connected with Allah, now that splendor, it comes into your heart. Every moment you are in a different splendor of the greatness, the beauty, the kindness, the mercy of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. Siwa uske hama fani har ek ghogai alam hai. Besides that, all these things of this dunya, whatever type of entertainment, whatever it can be, it will be just fani. It will be, you will realize, you see it. And one of the greatest ni'mats of finding Allah, that all these temptations of dunya, these attractions of dunya, it just falls from, it doesn't appeal to you anymore. Not that you get little bit involved and then you realize, no, this is nothing. From the beginning, your heart is just off it. You don't enjoy the things of this dunya, it doesn't have an appeal also for you. To find the love of Allah, you won't have to give up guna, you only have to be tarikul dhamb, you will be matrukul dhamb. Gunas will give you up. You don't have to give up gunas. The minute you find the higher thing, the lower thing falls away. And when you find the love of Allah, forget dunya's jais love. Haram is out of the way, will that appeal to you? It won't appeal to you also. And in here, Hadrat Damat Barakat explains very beautiful the dua, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Iman. Make Iman beloved. Wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. And beautify it in our hearts. Wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan. And make, we have the dislike for kufr, for disobedience of Allah, for all that, a natural dislike. The same thing, Allah, this dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mizaj was 100% Quran Sharif mizaj. There is an explanation of the dua. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. So when this will happen, when this love of Iman will come, then automatically you won't have to give up all entertainment, even permissible, even like eating out, or even eating junk food, or all those things, it will just fall from your heart. And all other things, or this commentary of soccer and cricket, and all those things, and worried about this dunya and all that, all these things will just fall away from you. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Now your condition will be in majlis of where you are getting this iman. You are getting this glass of the wine of the love of Allah that you will love. Masjid you will start enjoying. حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Now you'll enjoy sitting there, sitting with your Quran Sharif. All, the whole family can be sitting and watching TV. You'll be in your one room reading Quran Sharif, and what enjoyment. You won't even feel, oh, I'm missing out there. I don't know now that goal is being scored there, or hitting a six there or something. I'm missing out this. You won't even, you'll hate that. You'll enjoy this year. Just simply reading your tasbihat, subhanallah, subhanallah, what enjoyment. You want temptation of fashion, latest clothes and all this, all these things. Nothing will appeal to you. Just find the, this is the easiest way and the most delicious way of Islam. Get the love of Allah. It's not hard, it's enjoyable. And you just get connected with Allah. And once you have the love of Allah, all these things fall away from you. You don't have to give it up. Like in autumn, you don't have to take a stick and hit on the tree that the leaves, you'll get tired cleaning at the bottom. All the leaves, you just clean now, again so many leaves. You clean again, you'll get tired cleaning. Your sins will just fall off like that. And you will become pure and clean. خوشی پر ان کی مرنا اور جینا ہی محبت ہے. What is محبت? We saying love of Allah, to find the love of Allah. خوشی پر ان کی, to fulfill the commandments of Allah, in which Allah becomes happy. اور جینا, ان کی مرنا اور جینا, to stay away from the things Allah made haram. That also, and to do what Allah has commanded, that also, that is love. When you have got money and things are going well, parties every now and then, priceless, there's that, many friends all are coming, oh, you're so good, you are so good. Now you have a problem. There is something wrong. Your house burned down, Allah protect us all. Now nobody is coming. That's not muhabbat. Muhabbat is when, now when you are in problems, then also they are there. Not only when the money, you are flashing money and you are having parties, then everyone is there. And when you got problems, then nobody is, that's not muhabbat. So muhabbat of Allah, but to enjoy tahajjud, to enjoy zikr, to enjoy tilawat, and muhabbat of Allah, when you save your eyes from haram also. That is now with true muhabbat. That now when that haram comes, then you don't say, I'm too weak, I can't help it now, I can't do anything now. No, that is the time to show you. When any haram comes, haram income, haram food, etc., and even doubtful food, you won't go around asking masalas. You'll just dislike the things. It will just go out of your system, all the temptations and things of this dunya. Na kuch parwaye badnami, na kuch parwaye alam hai. People can say that he's mad, this person. He doesn't know what he's talking, he belongs to the donkey, the camel ages, he's like this, he's like that. And the people can, whatever bad they can say, whatever the world can say, it doesn't affect you anymore. Now, whatever propaganda they can make also, it doesn't affect you also anymore. Hey, ruh bandagi bas unki marzi par fida hona. Hey, ruh bandagi bas unki marzi par fida hona. What is the ruh, the spirit of ibadat, of Allah's bandagi, that whatever Allah wants, I just do that. I don't care who, my wife says this, the world says this. They regard me as a madman. They regard me as a man who is backwards, who is fundamentalist, whatever they want to adjectives and epithets they want to use, let them use. I want to see that in which my Allah is happy. That is what I want to do. That is the ruh of bandagi, of ibadat. Yahi maqsood hasti hai, yahi manshaa alam hai. This is the object of your life in this world. This is the object of the world, that the world submits to Allah's commandments. And all this comes from the love of Allah. When a person has found this true love, then these qualities all will come. Hamari khaak us lamha mein hai rashke falak akhtar. The sand of ours with which we are made. And dunya's people, we are made with sand and water. But when this reality comes, at that moment, the farishtas envy you. Which Allama... Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi has written, like when people gather for zikr, and the same praise, same boasting Allah does of that gathering in front of Malaikatul Muqarrabin. Not all the farishtas are allowed also. Only Malaikatul Muqarrabin. وَعِنْدَ أَرْوَاحِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Not the Anbiya are allowed to come. أَرْوَاحِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In other words, a very special gathering. When people gather for the zikr of Allah, Allah calls an ijtima of أَرْوَاحِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. وَعِنْدَ أَرْوَاحِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. وَعِنْدَ أَرْوَاحِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. عند ملائكة المقربين. And then, what that this farishtas, حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. They gather around such a gathering. And then what astonishment they look at this gathering. And the same astonishment Allah, that these people have never seen Allah. Farishtas say, we see Allah all the time. They have never seen Jannat, they have never seen Jahannam. Farishtas see. So they say, for us to be engaged in Allah's obedience, ibadah, is no big deal. But these people who never saw Allahu Akbar, then they say, who are the farishtas? Are we the farishtas? Or are these the farishtas? They ibadah. Farishtas say, we have got najuru, nanata. We haven't got a wife, we haven't got children. Today the child wants a shoe, today the wife has to go doctor. Today she's upset, today she's cross. Today this is, all things are happening. Farishta, no wife, no children, no shop, no telephone bill to pay, no arguing with the electricity department, my account is too high. Nothing they got whatsoever. They free for Allah's. These people who got so lot of problems and they making Allah's ibadah. Who are the farishtas? Are we the farishtas? Who are these? These are the farishtas. Like for example, a person might be sitting now, he got taqaza to go toilet, but he said, no, I won't go now. Press is taqaza. Somebody for tea, I wish I had my tea now, hot cup of tea. Or somebody after fajr, you're sitting for zikr and you're waiting for your bed is waiting for you. That when will I get to back to bed? Farishta got no taqaza. They don't have to, they don't desire tea, they don't have to, nothing, no taqaza. We are filled with the desire of sin. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. Allah has put that desire in us. Farishta, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum saying, the most beautiful Hurul Een, if you have to sit in the lap of Jibreel alayhi salam, it will mean nothing to him. Whether it's a stick or whether it's a stone, or who, what's it? It will mean nothing to them. So for them to save themselves is nothing. These people who have got taqaza of gunas also. But they are sitting and making Allah zikr. So this is how Allah Ta'ala praises also and the malaika also. So, Hamari khab, us lamha mein hai, rashke falak akhtar. At that time when you are engaged in this, the farishtas are envying you also. That I wish we were those people. The farishtas envy that these people, what quality. So when you have this, and more than that iman, when you have this love of Allah, Allahu Akbar, your position in the eyes of the malaika also is so great. Wahi lamha, jo mera zikre maula ya alam hai. Which is the time when I'm engaged in the remembrance of my Allah. Not just as a formality or as a ritual, but when my heart is connected with Allah. That, oh Allah, my life, what gunas did I commit, but how you covered my gunas. You never humiliate, you never disgraced me, you never humiliated me. Oh Allah, I'm so sinful, but as sinful as I am, million times more, your favors upon me. You never deprived me of samosas, of biryani, of a wonderful house, wonderful family, wonderful car. What and what ni'mat haven't you given me? You still take me to Makkah Sharif, you still take me to Medina, you give me the opportunity to make tawaf of your house, to be in front of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, when that who condemned the malaika, envying you. Allah Ta'ala is praising you and boasting about you in front of the malaika. All this is to get connection with Allah. And this comes, unse milne ki yahi ek raah hai, unke milne walo se raah paida karo. That how to get this? That those who are connected with Allah Ta'ala. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٌ. For everything we know there is gold mine, that the whole world knows. Even the non-Muslims, silver mine, diamond mine, all. But there is a mine of taqwa. وَمَعْدَنُ التَّقْوَى. What is the mine of taqwa to find this? قلوب العارفين, the hearts of those people who have recognized Allah, that is the mine. Like you work in a gold mine, you take out gold. Diamond mine, you take out gold. Take out from the hearts of the arifin the love of Allah, taqwa of Allah, ma'rifat of Allah. That is what we must take out. Not masail, not ilm, not a'mal, but take out these sifat and these great sifat of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Sahal ho gayi mujhe manzile, my road became easy for me. Ke hawa ki rukh bhi badal gayi, the direction of the wind also has changed. When the aeroplane flies from here to Australia, or even this side on the opposite direction to Brazil, it takes more time. Coming back, it takes less time. Going time, the wind is against it. So though they put more force on the engines, but the wind is keeping it back. Like if you're driving or even if you're walking, if you're running and the wind is against you, then you haven't, but when the wind is behind you, then it's pushing you. Then without effort, you are being pushed. تو سہل ہو گئی مجھے منزلے کہ ہوا کی رخ بھی بدل گئی ان کی تیرا ہاتھ ہاتھ میں آ لگا. When you made your connection with your share and now you wanted the road to Allah, you made that connection with who you can see with your share, تو چراغ راہ کے بھی جل گئی. Now your path became for lights look up on your path. Now there is water flowing on the side, beautiful flowers. Now your path became easy for you. Many people tried to make their own Islam, give up gunas, but they never came out. Quagmire. What that sand, what you fall in? Quicksand. They try, but they just fall again. They try, but those who gave their hands in the hands of a sheikh, they came out. And what things they, those people themselves thought, we can never give up this gunas. We can never give up this filthy life. The zamana is gone too far from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They also saw miracles happen in front of them. That how Allah Ta'ala protected them. So this is the path which Allah Ta'ala has given. What a charm, intikhab kiya, mashallah. Aayim Ali Ahmed.
الشاعر أبو تعالى الشيخ الشاه حكيم عمر أختر صاحب دعم بركاته تايتل إيس جو بندا تيرا تابع فرمان رهي گا جو غير حق پہ قلب سے قربان رهي گا جو غير حق پہ قلب سے قربان رهي گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں وہ چین پا سکے ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں وہ چین پا سکے جب تک کہ کوئی عامل عصیان رہے گا ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں وہ چین پا سکے جب تک کہ کوئی عامل عصیان رہے گا فانی بتوں کے عشق میں ہوگا جو مبتلا فانی بتوں کے عشق میں ہوگا جو مبتلا تا عمر دوستوں وہ پریشان رہے گا فانی بتوں کے عشق میں ہوگا جو مبتلا جا عمر دوستوں وہ پریشان رہے گا دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات
دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا فانی بتوں سے صرف نظر گر نہیں کیا فانی بتوں سے صرف نظر گر نہیں کیا دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا فانی بتوں سے صرف نظر گر نہیں کیا دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا ظالم مگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور ظالم مگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور اے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے گا ظالم مگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور اے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے گا سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زباں سے سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زباں سے عاصی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زباں سے عاصی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا ماشاءاللہ جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا that person that بندہ of Allah that slave will be obedient to Allah تبارک تعالی جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا that person and Hazrat has put the condition قلب سے that is his heart not only sometimes by your action your weakness you fall into some guna you get involved somewhere but your heart is in the direction of haram of disobedience of Allah in other words it's your way of life you just want to do this wrong one is a person wants to do right everything but he finds himself weak environment overtakes him etc and he gets involved in guna the Hazrat is not referring to that person here that person that whose heart is in haram he just is like a hobby to look at women wherever he can he'll go and stand at bus stand, railway station at high schools when the girls are going out on the internet he's watching he just wants to that is his heart is in that direction all the time insaan ki surat mein wo shaitan rahega outwardly he'll look like a human but actually he'll be the devil and he'll be a big devil also that he all and not only this guna any guna from your heart One is your heart is in the right direction, but you made a mistake. You went in the wrong direction. You got involved somewhere. You made tawbah. Everything will come right. But this is you did, and you don't want to listen to anyone. You, as further Hazrat says, you don't even come to the majlis. You don't want to listen. Also, that I must change my life. You just want to do evil all the time. That person will look like an insan, but he will be a shaitan. Mumkin nahi ke qalb mein. وہ چین پا سکے اینڈ سیڈ پارٹ ہی از ڈوئنگ آل دیٹ فار انجوائمنٹ بٹ ہی نیور گیٹ انجوائمنٹ ان حرام لائک بیوٹیفل فارم آف مولانا اسد اللہ صاحب آف سہارنپور رحمت اللہ علیہ عشق بوتا میں ان دا لو آف دس ایول سن اینڈ ڈرت عشق بوتا میں اے اسد کرتے ہو تم فکر راحت یو وانٹ انجوائمنٹ ان دس حرام looking at this filthy, dirty, naked woman of the street, you want to get enjoyment there, dozakh mein dhoonte ho, jannat ki khwabgah hai. Are you looking for the enjoyments of Jannat in Jahannam? Where can you find? Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Hearts can only find enjoyment and comfort in the obedience of Allah, remembrance of. In haram you can't find. That's a shaitan's total deception. Like you have a little first time cigarette, drugs or any alcohol, you think you're in a high. But the world knows that you destroyed yourself. There is no high and no enjoyment. How you are just in all guna is the same thing. Whatever guna it is, there can never be enjoyment. Maulana Asadullah says, there's another beautiful poem also. Na dekho in surkh rukho ko din nahar. Don't look at this woman with this red lipstick and blush and all made up and all that dolled up in that. Don't ever look at them. When you see them, parho rabbana qina azab an-nar. They actually jahannam. How can you get enjoyment in jahannam? You have to make dua, ya Allah, save me from jahannam. And you are getting enjoyment in jahannam. If you are getting enjoyment, your iman at that time is gone. Because a mu'min cannot get enjoyment. It comes in the hadith, a munafiq kumat say guna, and it is like a fly was sitting on him, he made it fly away. A mu'min falls into a guna, he will, it is possible. But it will be like a mountain fell on him. Till he doesn't make sincere tawbah and begs Allah for forgiveness, he won't find rest. Mumkin nahi ke qalb mein wo chain pa sake jab tak ke koi aamil isyan rahega. As long as a person will make guna, there won't be that chain. Many people depressed, feeling down, feeling low. Give up your gunas. Make zikr of Allah. Make tilawat of Quran. And then see how you'll get lifted up. Fani buto ki ishq mein hoga jo mubtala. A person who will be involved with this filthy dirt of the street, whether just looking or whether trying to make an having an affair or whatever. Ta umar dosto wo parishan rahega. Whole life that person, until he doesn't make tawbah and come out of it, he will be parishan. And our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says, you say that these are paris. Pari mein parishan hai. In pari, fairy. Pari is fairy. And the pari in there is parishani. So there is an enjoyment, there is parishani in there. You'll never have enjoyment with them. Hazrat Ahmad Barakatum says, one Haji Sahib came to him in Haram of Makkah. And he said, this Indonesian girls, young girls usually come from Indonesia for Hajj. And they all wear their white scarves and they are light in complexion also. They say, ye kabutri, jaise kabutri. Allah ka noor inka un par tapak raha hai. Hazrat say, Haji Sahib, make tawbah. You couldn't see noor on Kaaba Sharif. So many other awliya, you couldn't see noor. You only could see noor on this year, which is haram for you. So like that, shaitan deceives a person. Dono jahan mein paayega wo chain ki hayat. That person will find in both lives a life of great enjoyment and pleasure. Jo banda tera tabi-e farman rahega. That banda of yours will be obedient to you. That person will find chain. Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. We were here in Trinidad, and one brother explained to us on breakfast that he went to a small island which is part of Trinidad, Tobago. And there was the seas there, all the islands, seas all around, and a river. And between the river and the sea, there was about 4 meter distance. And in the river, he saw a fish, quite a big fish, beautiful, all different colors, very beautiful. It came to the end of the river just there, and it fell on its side. So he had a stick, he pushed it back in again. It went in, it came second time, third time. Then something came in his mind, and he was worried also, it was a nice big size fish. What is it? He took a big stick and he pushed it across into the sea. And with speed it flew, it swam away. Then after a while it came, made a circle around where he was, and then it went away again. In other words, it was not a fish out of water, but it was a sea fish that had come in sweet water and it couldn't stay there. And now he pushed it that side and it got its way. So a mu'min, when he's in his actual water, and then that fish came and made shukr, made a circle in front of him, jazakallah. And then it went away. So like that, if your shaykh, you go to him, and he pushes you from your the wrong place where you are into the right place, you'll also make shukr all the time for yourself. And you'll make dua for him that now you've brought me into my element where I had to be, and then you get enjoyment. That fish was in the sweet water, but it was parishan. It was turning on its back and just lying like dead. But when it went to where it was belong, see what happened. So like that, when a person goes and he finds his element, and mu'min's element is not dunya. It's not the filth and dirt and entertainment. Mu'min's element is masjid. Mu'min's element is tahajjud, crying in front of Allah. And when you get that, then you will get that enjoyment which is in you. That is for a mu'min. That is where you will get your enjoyment. Fani Bhutto says, sarf nazar gar nahi kya. If you don't turn your heads and don't turn away from looking at this filth and dirt of the street, darya qalb mein tere tofaan rahega. In the river of your heart, there will be always storms. There will be hurricanes, there will be tsunamis. You'll never find peace. You're thinking you're looking for peace, what little peace you got, that also you will lose. Zalim, agar rahe tu meri anjuman se dur. Yeah, zalim means a friend, but a friend who is not being loyal to you. You like him, he's your friend, but if you will stay away from my majlis, you're not coming. Eh, husn, tera ishq pe ihsan rahega. And yeah, zalim, yeah, Hazrat is referring to that those people who make you, who turn you away from Allah Ta'ala. So if you stop coming, you'll make ihsan on me. My love of Allah will increase. Those people who turn you away from the remembrance of Allah. Like what happens many times, your children, they, because of your love for them, but they demand this, they demand that, and you have to do certain things. So if you stay away from me, you'll do me a favor. I want to reach Allah, and you take your friends who you are very close with, and they invite you, come, we go and watch cricket. Come, we go and do this. And you don't want to, but they're your close friends. If you'll stay away from me, you'll do me a favor. And you'll help me out a lot. So to stay away from wrong company is very important. Sunta hoon main aalam mein ye akhtar ki zubaan se. I'm hearing this in the whole world from the tongue of akhtar. One person who went and buy attar. So he told, I want such attar that if I put one drop, the whole room must smell full of attar. He was a shrewd businessman. So he said, I've got that attar, but very expensive. And he gave him a very cheap attar. But he said, it's very expensive. He took it and he put a little bit on his nose. Yeah, on his top lip. He said, go around the room and smell. He said, true, everywhere. Very good attar just. So he's a shrewd businessman. Like that one shrewd businessman, he had a regular customer, sugar, white man, Afrikaner, Boer. So he got cheaper sugar somewhere else. We went and buy. So he said, oh, I lost my customer. So when he was passing, he invited, come here, come here. Came and he had tea made for him. And he had already put 2 teaspoons of tea, sugar in his tea. So he asked him, how much sugar you have? So he said, I have 2 teaspoons, so he had 2 more. Now when he said, this is sugar. What you went and buy there? You call that sugar? That's salt you bought there. This year, then he said, no, this is right. That person made me, he gave me a little cheap, but he sold me salt instead of sugar. This is what you call. So these are shrewd people. But anyway, in the whole world, Hazrat here, sound is going. What is it? Aasiku qurbe khas se firman rahega. That the person who is a sinner, he won't get that closeness to Allah. He can only dream of it, imagine it, but he won't experience that. As long as you are involved in sin, you won't get that enjoyment. Stay away from sin. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. First clean your heart. Ghair-e haq jab jaye, tab dil mein haq a jaye hai. Allah comes in, and when Allah is in your heart, you yourself will experience it. May Allah bless us with all this, inshaAllah. Sunaye, abhi aur time hai.
Thank you.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی. وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ, ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. قرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے. قرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے. لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے. خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو. غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو. نشہ عشق الہی یارو, نشہ عشق الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے. جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے, ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے, ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے. ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لخير الأديان, الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى الإسلام والإيمان, وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله, فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله, وفعل بنا كما أنت أهله, فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك, ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك, ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك, ولك الحمد حمدا دائما لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك, ولك الحمد حمدا عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس. اللهم لك الحمد في بلائك وصنيعك إلى خلقك، ولك الحمد في بلائك وصنيعك إلى أهل بيوتنا، ولك الحمد في بلائك وصنيعك إلى أنفسنا خاصة، ولك الحمد بما هديتنا، ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا، ولك الحمد بما سترتنا، ولك الحمد بالقرآن، ولك الحمد بالأهل والمال، ولك الحمد بالمعافاة، ولك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت يا أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على روح سيدنا محمد في الأرواح، وصل وسلم على قلب سيدنا محمد في القلوب، وصل وسلم على جسد سيدنا محمد في الأجساد، وصل وسلم على قبر سيدنا محمد في القبور. اللهم افتح قفال قلوبنا بذكرك، وأتمم علينا بنعمتك، وأسبغ علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم افتح مسامي قلوبنا لذكرك، وارزقنا طاعتك وطاعة رسولك وعملا بكتابك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. آمين يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.